Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Brunson.
Yes,
Hi,
hi.
this is Phil with Arch Tough Fiber. I'm giving you a call back after the issue yesterday that we spoke about. Or
Yes.
Saturday, I believe it was actually when we talked. So, finally got the information back. We did do a deep dive with our service manager as well as the technician. So, based off of the information we found, there was no offer of a free month.
Okay.
So the price that the so sorry, brain functionality, sorry about that. So the wording that may that was said was more than likely was in regards to our 30-day money back guarantee, which it is, if you are not happy with your service within the first month, you can get a refund. So sadly, there we didn't we have not, and especially in the Saugerties region, we have not been we have never actually offered a free month. We had that down in
Okay.
our Warwick Valley area that we do offer service in, and that was for customers switching over from their old DSL lines to the new fiber lines, and that was something that Warwick was running themselves and wasn't on our side up here in the Hudson Valley.
Okay.
So
All right.
sadly there, yes, the bill is still due for $79.99. I wanted to make sure we had all wanted to make sure we had all of our ducks in a row, made sure that everything was
Okay.
good.
All right.
We wanted us to have our due diligence for everything. So
Okay. All right.
we are all good to go. Like I said, if it was true that we did offer you a free month, we would have happily applied an adjustment to the account. But because a free month was not offered, it was just a communication about our 30-day money back guarantee. It's sadly still a bill that's due, so we do apologize.
Okay. All right. How can I pay the bill?
If you would like to, what I can do for you today is I can actually take a payment over the phone just so that we can handle this. We can use either a credit or debit card, or we can use an electronic check for that payment method if you'd so like. All right.
I'm not thrilled with the service. It's nothing really special about it.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna try it for one more month, but I need to know what day I pay this bill and I pay the next one on the what day is it due?
Let's see. Your invoice came out on the 27th, so your bill will be due on the 11th.
Due on the 11th, and if I paid it on the 11th, when is the last day it's of service?
If you wanted to do it that way, your next invoice would come through on the 27th of January. So that would be so your last day before where you got billed again would be the 26th.
Okay. I probably cancel on the 26th. How do I return equipment?
So when you do cancel, you can give us a call in, and what we'll do is we'll actually set up a chance for one of our technicians to come by and pick up that equipment.
Okay, that's fine. All right, because I'm not really seeing much of a difference
That's understandable. And we
in
do a
service between Spectrum and you. So I'll give it another month. But besides that, and I talked to my neighbor because we got it at the same time, and she's not seeing much of a difference either. So.
I completely understand. Stand you for some of the devices, if you're on like Wi-Fi, you're limited by the capabilities of the device itself and how much data is transmitted over Wi-Fi. So we do apologize for that. So.
Okay. All right. I have my credit card.
All right, real quick, so just so I can verify I'm making sure I'm going into the right account. What is the mailing address that we have on file?
93 Red Maple Road.
Thank you very
That's
much.
in Saugerties.
Thank you very much. What is the email address we have on file?
Hopefully, his mind is asunshine1 at yahoo.com.
Thank you very much for that. And what's the phone number we have on file?
Probably my husband's, 917-834-0787.
That's the one. Thank you very much for that. All right. I can definitely take care of this payment for you. So give me one moment.
Okay.
And do you just want to pay the past due for now, or do you want to pay the total balance?
No, just the, how much is the total?
The total balance is $159.98. We can just do the past due amount of $79.99.
Let's do the 79.
Okay. And were you using a credit or debit card?
Yes, it's a, yeah.
Is it, what, it's a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. And what's the name on the card?
April Williams.
All right. Zip code for this card is 12477?
No. It's 12550.
550. All right. What is the card number whenever you're ready?
4168-4400-0343-1317.
Thank you very much. What's the expiration date?
It is 11/26.
And on the back, what is a three-digit card?
431.
Thank you very much. Give me one moment. So you do authorize us to make this one-time payment of $79.99.
Correct.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I do have a receipt number for you if you'd like that for your records.
No, just email me.
Okay. Well, definitely, you'll get an updated notice, and all this payment will remain in pending status for about 24 hours, maybe a little bit less, depending on how fast the banks works. But the payment has been applied to your account, so you are good to go.
Okay. Wow. All right, then. I thank you so much for your help and time and research.
You're quite welcome. Sorry, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nah, you've been great. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for you guys for being an Archtop Fiber customer. We do hate to see that you're deciding to leave us, but we do understand the situation that's going on, and hopefully the next month of service is a little bit better for you guys.
We'll see. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.